Books on Tape presents Elizabeth and Mary, Cousins, Rivals, Queens by Jane Dunn, read by Danaida Peters. Preface. 400 years ago, on the 24th of March, 1603, Elizabeth I died. She was in her 70th year. Having been propped for days on cushions on the floor in her chamber, she had been persuaded to take to her bed at last. To her Archbishop of Canterbury, silencing his praise, she said, "My lord, the crown which I have borne so long has given enough of vanity in my time." These words struck to the heart of the tragedy that had befallen Elizabeth and Mary, Queen of Scots. This same crown had been the focus of Mary's ambition too. Her claim to Elizabeth's throne was the obsession of her adult life, from which so many disasters flowed. Elizabeth realised that her crown and all the powerful interests that surrounded it were what drew her and Mary together and yet fatally divided them. Despite possessing the throne of England with all the pride of a daughter of King Henry, she was haunted by a deep-rooted insecurity as to her own legitimacy. When pressed by Parliament to sign Mary's death warrant, Elizabeth railed in anguish against the crown that had made this unnatural decision hers alone. Instead, she wished that Mary and she were but as two milkmaids with pails upon our arms, and she regretted that there were no more dependency upon us, but mine own life were only in danger, and not the holy state of her people's religion and well-doings. It was their royal rather than their human status that had brought these queens to such straits that one had to die. 16 years before Elizabeth's own natural death in old age, Mary was beheaded at the age of 44. From that one act of regicide, a queen killing a fellow queen.